Good morning, everyone. As we are running behind schedule, I want to try to get it transitioned over to the capital program committee. First and foremost, because we are 25 minutes behind, and we have two major agenda items on the meeting. One is to approve a public hearing, and second is an update on a capital project, a tinderbox bus depot. I'd like to put it to the members, we can delay the update on tinderbox until next session so that we can reclaim some time and hopefully get the finance committee and our executive board meetings back on schedule, and hopefully like we can get ourselves back on schedule. Are the members of the committee okay with that, or would you like to proceed with the agenda as outlined for today?
I think it sounds great to delete the agenda item. I'm happy that we're teeing up project updates, but we can do that in the next few committee meetings.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? Everybody okay with that?
Agreed.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. First item on the agenda today is to approve the amended agenda. Besides the moving of the tinderbox project, any other suggestions? If not, we will proceed with the agenda as approved. Next is the approval of last month's meeting minutes. Can I get a motion to approve the minutes of the July 14th committee meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Second.
Second is heard. All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please say aye. All opposed? The ayes have it, and the minutes from the July 14th minutes are approved. Thank you very much. Let's now turn to, I guess, our only agenda item for today, which is to have the staff discuss about authorizing a public hearing. Next, we will have Ms. Albert go on to discuss the authorization of the compact hearing on the New Carrollton Joint Development Project.
Good morning, everybody. This morning we are bringing, let's see, maybe we could start at the beginning. Okay. We're bringing before the committee and the board a request to authorize us to hold a compact public hearing. And this is to vet some changes to Metro facilities on the south side of the New Carrollton Metro Station. And these changes are being proposed in order to move forward with a joint development program. The changes to our Metro facilities would include, first, a replacement or expansion of the existing bus loop and kiss and ride on the south side of the station, and secondly, a removal of surface parking and partial replacement of that parking within our garage. The background of this project, okay, here we go. Joint development has been desired and planned at New Carrollton for some time. As early as 2003, the board supported joint development at this location and approved the construction of an 1,800-space parking garage. This 1,800 spaces was to replace 1,200 surface parking spaces. It's these same surface parking spaces that are in question today, and also to add 500 additional spaces. In anticipation of joint development. In 2010, a joint development solicitation was issued, and the developer that was selected is New Carrollton JV, which is a joint venture between Forest City and Urban Atlantic. In 2015, the board approved the joint development agreement with New Carrollton JV. Their proposal and vision is comprehensive. It includes developing on WMATA's parcels, as well as on parcels owned by the state of Maryland. And it would result in 2.7 million square feet of mixed-use development, which would be delivered in 11 phases, starting this year and completing in 2028. This is the overall development vision and plan for the station. You can see that it includes mixed-use development on the north side of the station, development on WMATA's property on the south side of the station, as well as development on Maryland's, the state of Maryland's parcels. This compact public hearing is specifically for changes to Metro's facilities on the south side of the station. The first two phases of development, which is slated to begin next year, would affect south parking lot number 3, and subsequent phases 3 through 5 would affect our bus loop as well as surface parking lot number 2. In this development, phases 1 through 5, the Purple Line station, which is planned to take place on the north side of the station, would not be affected. So again, focusing on the south side, construction is slated to begin in 2017 and to be completed in late 2018. And to make way for this development, it would require either replacing or expanding the existing bus loop. I will let you know right now that we think that expansion is the better solution. I'll share why in a moment. And in total, for phases 1 through 5, it would include the removal of 880 existing parking spaces. And I shared with you here that on the south side of the project, it would be a total of 1.4 million square feet of mixed-use development. So back to the bus loop. Whoops. We are contemplating expanding the existing bus loop. We think that by expanding the bus loop and the Kiss and Ride rather than building new, we would be able to minimize disruption in service and also be able to increase the proceeds to Metro, because now we would not be asking the developer to do a complete replacement facility. The development company that we've selected is in favor of this concept as well, but this is what we would be bringing before the public. And then the second component has to do with parking. As I mentioned, we are proposing the removal of parking lots 2 and 3. Parking lot 3 would be the first one that would be removed. There's 580 spaces there, and that is to make way for phases 1 and 2 of the development, which is an office and multifamily component. We are proposing to replace of those 580 spaces, 100 to 150 spaces in a new garage that the developer would build. And then the balance of those spaces would be offset by nearly 1,100 vacant spaces that currently exist at New Carrollton. So again, I would propose fully utilizing our existing assets before we require the construction of more parking assets. In particular, at New Carrollton, just for context, there are about 5,000 parking spaces. When you add Prince George's County's parking garage, our parking garage, and MDOT's surface parking. So there is ample parking. And then again, for phases 3 through 5, we would be removing an additional 300 spaces. We will assess when the time comes how much parking would need to be replaced for that particular phase. And the garage that we have built, that was built to accommodate joint development, would not be hindered or touched and would be remain in full operation throughout these phases. One thing that I should note is that our joint development agreement contemplates one-for-one replacement parking. With this particular proposal right now, we are not making any changes to the one-for-one replacement parking requirement for the project as a whole, but we do not believe that there is a need to replace one-for-one phase by phase. And shortly this fall, we will be bringing before the board requests to amend the joint development agreement and frankly reduce the overall parking requirement, the one-for-one parking requirement at New Carrollton. With that, I'll take any questions. We would like to request that you approve this so that we can receive public comment on our proposed changes.
Ms. Albert, thank you. Now we shall move to the consideration of the item. I need a second motion for that to do so. Thank you very much. We're now open for discussion. Who looks to be recognized?
No, I mean, I'm just good. Let's go. Let's do it.
I just have a couple quick questions. I'm pretty familiar with this project, having worked on the MTA portion of the project in Maryland. The presentation is a little unclear about how much of the developable program is going to be included in phase one and two. It's not the 1.4 million.
No, it's not the total of the 1.4 million. It is, I would need to get very specific numbers, but there would be an office component, an office building. Right now, do you know how much? It's probably close to 300,000 square feet of office that would be built in phase one, and in phase two would be a residential component.
Right.
About 275,000 square feet of residential. And then there would be at ground level retail, but it would be, you know, a nominal amount.
Okay. Well, I'd like to congratulate you guys on getting this project to where it is today, and particularly offer encouragement to my colleague from Prince George's County. It's been a long time coming, but it's going to be great to see some construction at this location, and hopefully more to come in sites in Prince George's County.
I'll just say from a transit perspective, this is a very unique site. It has Amtrak as a stop there. It's going to integrate Purple Line and Metro. I think it's going to be a really fantastic example of TOD for Prince George's County.
Thank you. Any further members looking to be recognized for questions or discussion? With that being said, I'd like to call the question. All those in favor of authorizing a compact public hearing for the New Carrollton Joint Development Project, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. That is our only agenda item for this committee, so I will call this as adjourned. I have the staff re-tee up the tinderbox product for our next meeting. Thank you very much.
Make sure it's